Let's talk about this early season weed control. Are we still a concern?
Well, I am, Randy. So my most important weed is water hemp. Okay, and that's especially in the area south of Fargo. So in 2018, we have I'm calling it a logistics problem for controlling water hemp. So most of the products we use are chloroacetamide herbicides, products like Warrant or Outlook or Dual Magnum. Well, with those products, Randy, we've got to get the crop to the two-leaf stage before we can make the application. Well, since we planted late, since we're starting to plant on Friday of last week and we're still planting, I think it's going to be approximately the 20th of May before we get to the right growth stage, or maybe the 15th of May in the south. That's the same time when water hemp's going to be germinating and emerging. And that's not accounting for any precipitation to get it activated. So the solution that we've been talking about is to use a pre-emergence herbicide, because I want to make sure that we have a layer of herbicide in the soil for those early germinating flushes of water hemp.
Right. Because of the late, because we need that band of protection there before that water hemp germinates.
That's exactly right. Because if we don't get that early flush, then we're going to have to rely on a post-emergence strategy, maybe Roundup, maybe something else. And we find that those approaches aren't as effective as our soil-applied approaches. So a layer applied pre-emergence, and then a second layer that's applied in crop early post-emergence or post-emergence will give us season-long water hemp control. And Randy, I want to remind you again, water hemp starts to germinate in May, but it continues to germinate in June and July. So it's one of those season-long weeds that we have to fight.
Yep, right. As far as any recommendations as far as a pre-emerge, or do we have...
Well, there's three different products that make sense to me. So starting with maybe the oldest product, it's a product called Roneat, which is a thiocarbamate herbicide. It's a good water hemp product. It works good in high organic matter soil, so especially to the south. The only knock on Roneat is it has to be incorporated immediately after application. And especially today with our emphasis on soil health, for many it doesn't fit the system very well. It also doesn't fit the cover crop system very well. Okay, number two. It's a herbicide, the active ingredient called ethafumazate, and it goes by several different trade names. Nortron is probably the most recognized name. Ethatron is the second product, and the third product is called ethafumazate 4SC. So farmers can use this product anywhere from 2 pints or maybe up to 6 or even 7 pints, depending on what their weed control challenge is. We use the lower rate pre-emergence, and then we follow that up with a layered chloroacetamide approach early post-emergence and post-emergence, like what we talked about earlier. Now, some farmers, Randy, have kochia, and ethafumazate, in my opinion, is the best kochia herbicide we have, especially at the higher rate, somewhere in the 4.5 to 6 pint area. The key, though, for kochia control, I think, is incorporating the ethafumazate, because kochia is such an early germinator, we can't afford to have products sitting on the soil surface waiting for rainfall. You know, look how that went this week. It was pretty spotty. So we can't afford to have products sitting on the surface. We got to get that in the soil if we want to get kochia control.
Yep. And I think that's just all it takes, just a light. I think we used to drag a chain behind the planter when we banned it, I think. And
just, there you go. There you go. Just to get some soil disturbance, to get that stuff in the ground. Now, the third product, Randy, is Dual Magnum, which goes by the active ingredient S-metolachlor. Now, Dual Magnum is also one of those products that we use early post-emergence or lay-by, but we can also use it pre-emergence using a 24C label that Syngenta has provided via the states of North Dakota and Minnesota. Now, the way I like to use Dual Magnum pre-emergence is at low rates. I don't want to use it at any more than a half a pint per acre, and I want that to be on the surface. I don't want it incorporated in the soil. Again, all we're doing is putting a light dose on the surface that we can get incorporated that we're getting early season weed control with.
And again, the whole goal here is just to buy us time until we cover that first flush of weeds.
Buy time. That's the operative term. Buy time.
Okay. Anything else we need to be aware of?
We're seeing more resistant biotypes of kochia. And again, we talked during the winter meetings that the best way to get kochia, quite frankly, is in the small grain crop that you plant before kochia. And maybe it doesn't help farmers that are planting sugar beet this year, but I want, you know, my emphasis is for the fields that you're thinking about sugar beet for in 2019, think about how you're managing kochia in small grains or maybe whatever other crop you're planting in 2018. And I want to remind our listeners, Randy, that kochia seed does not remain viable very long. 1 year, maybe 2 years at the most. So if we're doing an effective job of managing kochia in 2018 in the field that we're preparing for sugar beet in 2019, I think that's probably the best strategy that we have. There are some post products. We can use Betamix against kochia, we can use Upbeat, and we can use Roundup. But there are issues with successes with those products. We have some resistant biotypes, and, you know, quite frankly, we have to spray small weeds too. So in my book, the best strategy for kochia control is what you do the year before you plant sugar beets.
Sure. Start your 2019 weed control this year.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Don't forget about common ragweed. But common ragweed, we can effectively control that post-emergence. Keep the common ragweed small. Keep it less than 2 inches. And we use a program which is a combination of glyphosate and stinger herbicide, clopyrrolid, for common ragweed control. And we're usually using two applications in season, Randy. Application time to common ragweed 1 to 2 inches tall, and then following that up with a repeat application maybe 14 or 17 days later.
Okay.
Early season weeds are you know, they're coming. They're maybe a little bit later than other years, but we found kochia, we found lamb's quarters. We think we've already found common ragweed, so they're on the way. Weeds are on the way.
Yep, right.
One important point I'd like to make about water hemp. So some have asked, well, we've got a late spring. Maybe the water hemp will be a little later too. And the way that we forecast water hemp germination and emergence is using a model that considers air temperature and soil temperature. And I look back at 2017, and what I found is that most of the growing degree days that we accumulate for water hemp germination and emergence occurred after May 1st, after May 1st. So quite frankly, the late spring And April weather has nothing to do with it. It's the weather that we're having right now that will impact water hemp germination and emergence. And I think we're getting close to being back on schedule. So I'm expecting the water hemp to germinate and emerge the same time that it always does, Randy.